Live well with PharmaSave. And we're back with the Radio Real Estate Show with Scott Simmons and Alex Denny. And we're back. We're going to kind of wrap it all up here.
Okay.
See, Alex was giving me the signals, and I'm trying to find the ads, and he's like, da, 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 and I'm like,
I got all these great ideas, well, but now I've forgotten them.
Well, basically, okay. We're going to wrap it up. I mean, if you have a finite budget, and let's say you wanted to retire 4 or 5 years out down the road, mm-hmm. And you really think about it, what appreciates the most is actually the land, not the house.
Right.
And if you're looking at that, let's say, $400,000 range, you know, you can find really, you know, nice houses, but on small lots, maybe non-view. I mean, if you want that killer lot right now, the deals are on these killer view lots, these incredible view lots, if you find one. And then you plan and you build and you execute and you build simple, rectangular, simple design house with some really nice features.
And then you can afford nice things like, you know, 3/4 inch thick real wood floors or engineered floors, you know, whether you're doing in-floor
heat. Now that may or may not take, you know.
You weren't on the air there. Sorry about that.
Oh, in-floor heat may or may not take that budget, you know, over the top. I did notice it did cost a lot to put it all in. So, you know,
yeah, but you can do in-floor heat like in the bathrooms.
Sure.
You know,
sure,
do the electric ones. I mean, you can do small scale, really nice
features.
And
if you have a really well insulated crawl space, if you use ICFs, insulated concrete forms for your crawl space, for example, and you have a little bit of heat on in the downstairs, then that helps to warm the whole upper story. So keeping it simple, keeping the costs down in the sense of the heights of the ceilings, you know, and the finishes. But then if you have the simple design, then you can afford to go with some nicer countertops,
exactly,
maybe plywood cabinets, and real wood floors.
And I really think going out into the future, or like, you know, trying to look forward the next 10 to 15 years mm-hmm. out in real estate and housing, that we're going to see the coming of age of smaller, more compact houses.
I mean, oh, definitely.
I've been a big fan of the, what's the titles of those books that I've got?
The Small House Design?
The Not So Big
House. The
houses
Not So Big House?
By Susan. What's her name? Susan? I forget. Really good books.
Right, I agree.
But the Not So Big House, and I mean, she packs in a lot of really nice features into a small space and makes them really nice. And that's the key. I mean, instead of looking at, you know, I'm going to retire in 4 or 5 years and I need a 6,000 square foot house at $300 a square foot, so mm-hmm, I'm going mm-hmm. to need, you know.
And you have to remember, you have to pay property tax on that, unless you're over 55, of course, in BC only. But it's the maintenance, the heating, the insurance.
Well, if you're looking at that same house, maybe $200 a square foot and 1,000 or 1,200 square feet, your costs are dramatically reduced.
Sure, sure. And then on one side, plan for the future, say, instead of having just a regular stud wall, on the one side of one bedroom, say, or family room, frame it in like a big garage door opening so that there's a big header in there, and there's framing in there, so the plan is in the future you can just punch that wall anywhere you want to go. We're in hyperspace here, and basically provide for future addition. And so we're trying out some different microphones today.
So we found out what the reverberation was. It's the stereo speakers come back. We're getting feedback. So once I turn those down, we're okay.
Okay.
We launched another missile.
Did anybody hear it out there? I don't know.
It felt like we're in the in the silo
of the space shuttle launch. No, it's just saying, you know, if you provide in the design, future possibility of adding on.
Yeah.
So if you do end up having, say, an in-law living with you.
But do you need big, though? I
mean, no, that's not really.
I think the houses of the future are going to be, like in 1973, my father bought a brand new house in Coquitlam. I still have the brochure. I actually have it on my website. It was Engineering Homes was the name of the company. It bought a brand new house. It was 1,473 square feet.
Right.
And that was considered a large house at the time in 73, a new subdivision. Now, someone looks at a 1,400 square foot home and they go, oh, it's tiny.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is, with those older 1,400 square foot homes, it was three bedrooms, family room, dining room, living room.
Right.
Now we've kind of almost, the dining room's become almost extinct. I don't see the value. If I was designing a home, I don't think I'd put a dining room in.
No, we just go with really big kitchens.
Exactly.
And then you can have eat-in, dining in your kitchen.
Kitchen, living room area,
Or kitchen area. Nook.
Yeah, I mean, how many people actually use your formal dining room on a regular basis? I mean, put your hands up.
Right, once or twice a year. Yeah. No. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
What is the cost of that extra square feet?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, and so then even the family room and the living room are basically the same thing now. That could be all this massive, big, mm-hmm. open kitchen design.
Well, open plan is kind of the key.
Yeah.
Right. That's a modern.
The kitchen, living room, all in one, and then maybe, you know, a one bedroom and then a media room. I mean, to me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The media room could be a standby spare bedroom.
A den off the kitchen actually works pretty well with, say, a pair of French doors.
I mean, then you've got somewhere to have the TV set up if you want.
Yeah, sofas and maybe a gas fireplace.
Yeah.
That is separate from the rest of the house.
But, you know, I mean, do you really need to pack in three bedrooms? No. I mean.
No. And that's why I'm saying if you are on a sloped lot and you do have a really, you know, a small, say, 400 or, say, 500 square foot full height basement, what you need is like enough room for a spare bedroom and a bathroom down there, and you know, a big enough bathroom for
downstairs.
Down in the basement. That's your extra guest room.
But the problem with the basement space is though, but stairwells take up a lot of space.
True.
And do you get any value out of the basement?
They're actually, when you look at your appraisal, they're only valued at something like $30 a square foot if they're finished. $25 if they're not finished, $35 if they are finished.
I mean, you don't get a lot of value. And
no.
You know, you think of the square footage that a stairwell takes up in a house and the amount of cost of putting one in. Is it really worth it? Would I just have storage downstairs if I was building my retirement home? You know, 7-foot ceiling, maybe at one end with storage. I mean,
if you do have a basement and it is one level living, and you don't have a stairwell, then it can only be one room downstairs by code.
If you
don't have an internal staircase,
yeah,
it can only be one room, and one room is defined by no opening smaller than 6 feet.
But that's all right. So it's just a storage room.
It's a storage room where you can make it into one big games room.
Yeah, or do like half the people in Salt Spring turn it into a suite.
Don't mention that word, Scott. Oh. Yeah. Suite issue. That's
you
a
could
whole
have a
other
walkout,
show.
You could have a walkout room down there. Studio. Yeah. I mean, you could make it into a nice one-room studio, work room.
But it may as well have a bit of plumbing for whatever.
Oh, yeah.
For future.
Oh, but you can't plumb in a bathroom then.
But you can't have any walls around your bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Right, because it can only be one room.
Canadians like walls around our bathrooms. It's one of those things. We have shy bladders in Canada.
I got an idea. You could have a big opening. The code says no opening less than 6 feet. So you build a big 6-foot opening around your bathroom, but you frame it in for pocket doors.
Okay.
And then, you have a double pocket door set.
Oh, there you go.
So that building inspector looks at it. Yep, 6-foot opening. And you've got your big pocket door frames in there, and later hang your pocket doors in the opening, and you can either open one or both.
Well, that would be really easy.
There you go. And you've got that enclosed space, and the rest of it can be open for artist studio space, guest room, pool. Nobody plays pool anymore, do they? You know,
Not really.
I don't see too many pool tables in homes anymore.
You know, I tried to find online an outdoor all-weather pool table.
Okay, yeah.
And because they do sell them, but I could not find one.
I've never heard of such a thing, but yeah.
It would, I mean, in our climate, it would be really cool if you had an outdoor deck and you had this outdoor pool table.
Covered area, like covered
deck. You don't even need it covered. These outdoor ones, apparently.
Sure.
I didn't find one. Oh. Maybe they don't make them.
I think the man cave's a more popular topic than pool tables and the pool room, you know.
See, that's just it. If you build a man cave downstairs, do you really want steps coming down?
You can walk around from outside. So that's why you still need a little bit of plumbing, and you want to have like a little area for the bar, a wet bar, right? You need a
little. But all of a sudden, your cost, like, you know, then you're looking at, you know, less than $200 a square foot to build a house like that, you know, really reasonable.
Yeah, if you don't, like, the point being is, you know, provide the space for future.
Right.
Don't finish it. But right. if you use, say, well, if you frame up your basement the way you normally would and or your house and provide for future anything, whether it's right. electrical or plumbing, I always run endless conduits because, you know, pipe's cheap. You want to add some wires in later on.
Well, that's a good idea.
You know, telephone and internet, of course, and high speed. You know, technology is changing so fast, you want to have provision for these things. And my theory is that pipe's cheap, right? You can buy it for next to nothing today. It's a lot easier to add it at the beginning. Even in a vaulted ceiling space, you know, run conduits from one end to the other and pull a string through so that in future you can pull wires down to the far end of the house.
That's a really good idea.
You know, have two. One for media, a data cable, and one for power if you need a different.
No, that's a really good idea with the things like just that. Running the cable, running the pipes through the.
Right, and now if it is like more of a level lot, and you're doing a retirement home, and you're pouring a big slab. Now, slab on grade with thickened edges. I don't know if that's still done, but
I don't think so.
You know, you can do perimeter foundation, and then do all your plumbing, and then pour your floor and then build your house, and then you don't have a basement, you don't have crawl space, things like that. But you have to obviously provide all the provisions for plumbing, wiring, data cable.
It's a problem with slab on grade when you do that.
Yeah, how do you? So you've got to go up and over the attic spaces and down into the next room if you're trying to add stuff in the future. So.
Well, we're going to end the show there, Alex. And now I want to wish you a safe journey on your big trip
coming
up.
Thank you. Yeah, we were originally going to do the traveling radio real estate show, but it...
Alex is off to a big work adventure. He's leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow or the next day, yeah. We're packing our trailer. We have a work trailer.
You know, I was going to play that song, Alberta Bound. Alex is going off to Alberta to work.
Yeah, I mean, heading to the hills.
It's one of those things. It's the reality of Salt Spring life, carpenters, and when it's slow here, you have to go to where the work is. And it's kind of an adventure, too. I mean, you get, you know, change of scenery.
Never actually spent too much time living in the foothills of Alberta, in the Rockies, in this time of year or later into the year. Canmore, you know. Higher-end homes, we like that. It's the home we're working on. Yeah, it's a 3,800-square-foot log home that was...
So when you get back, you'll have to give us a whole dissertation on Canmore and the real estate and the houses and what's different about the Salt Spring homes compared to the Alberta Canmore homes.
Okay. Well, it'd be interesting. This particular one...
So have yourself a safe journey, and I'm sure all of our listeners will be wondering, where's Alex?
Well, I can do live Twitter reports, and I can put little videos on YouTube and things like that. So
you're off to Canmore, Alberta to build a house.
It's finishing the interior of a log home that never got done. They lived in it for 5 years, right? No doors, no floors, things like that.
Well, thank you, Alex, for coming by today. And I don't know if our show made much sense, but we were kind of rambling on. But it's the intricacies of houses that, I mean, if you're a real estate agent, you have to actually love the product and the houses and how they're put together and the site selection.
Right.
And I mean, the whole thing is all part of real estate. It's not just buying it.
Oh, yeah.
It's owning it, maintaining it.
Right. And then the whole insurance and then leaving your home empty for 4 or 5 years.
Well, next we have to get out of the studio because big Johnny's coming in with his rock machine and he's going to be playing rock and roll and we don't want to tie him up. So it's Scott Simmons signing off for Radio Real Estate Show. Have yourself a wonderful day on Salt Spring Island. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Spring.